This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Two Illinois prison guards are scheduled to go on trial later this month on federal charges they beat a prisoner to death. A third guard has already pleaded guilty, but an investigation by WBEZ has found that long before Larry Irvin was allegedly beaten to death at the Western Illinois Correctional Center, there were signs of trouble. People accusing the same guards of severely beating them in a spot in the prison that had no cameras. WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan joins us to tell us more. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
So let's find out what happened to the person who died. Tell us a bit about Larry Irvin.
Larry Irvin allegedly was beaten in a blind spot near the entrance to segregation. That's a portion of the prison that prisoners go to when they're in trouble. He had 15 broken ribs and a punctured colon. We got video from that day. It shows Larry Irvin being transported from the housing unit to segregation. He's walked, bent over, with his hands in the air. He seems to be having trouble walking. At one point, his pants fall around his ankles and the guards throw them into the grass. Then he goes into segregation, the blind spot we've been hearing about. The next video shows him on a stretcher, presumably going to the hospital. He later died. His cause of death was listed as blunt force trauma after an altercation with staff.
So Larry Irvin, though, was not an isolated incident. Your investigation found there were more cases where people said they were beaten in or near the entrance to segregation, and there's no video coverage. What did you find?
Well, one of the stories that really sticks out to me is the story of Roger Latimer. He said he was beaten in the same location where Larry Irvin was allegedly beaten. And what stuck out to me was his story of going to the hospital. His medical records show he had four broken ribs and a concussion. And the nurse wrote into his medical report that Roger Latimer was trying to make a police report. But guards stopped him and said if he kept talking about making a police report, they were going to take him back to the prison. The nurse also wrote that she tried to take pictures of his injuries, but guards stopped her. The prison did open an investigation into allegations of abuse from Roger Latimer, but they never finished the investigation. The investigator later said that he was overwhelmed with other cases. We found eight other cases similar to Larry Irvin and Roger Latimer, where prisoners say they were beat in similar locations by some of the same guards while they were being transported to segregation and in handcuffs. Even some of the odd details reoccur, like the detail of the pants falling down around the ankles and being taken off by guards reoccur in some of these cases. Some of the injuries were like scratches and bruises, but some of them were really serious.
And you found evidence as well that prison officials knew there was a problem with abuse in areas that don't have cameras.
That's right. In one court filing, a warden told law enforcement that staff knew there were limited cameras in segregation. Another filing says one of the officers accused in Irvin's death told investigators everyone knew about that limited coverage and that, quote, it's institutional practice at Western Illinois Correctional Center not to report excessive force committed by its officers. But one thing that stuck out to me most was a prison record that showed another staff member said she was cornered by a guard and told to keep out of what was happening in segregation after she raised concerns.
Shannon, how has the Illinois Department of Corrections responded to what you found?
So they told us that they were taking a number of actions, like they had installed 79 new cameras at Western Illinois Correctional Center, including in the alleged blind spot. And they said they launched an immediate investigation into the Irvin incident. But they want to answer many of our basic questions about abuse and cover-ups and what appears to be a failed system of oversight. The Department of Corrections is in charge of life and death situations. And I have to say, frankly, as a journalist, I'm very concerned that they won't speak more publicly about these issues.
WBEZ's Shannon Heffernan, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.